It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to KETR this morning, as I hope you've been doing for about 6.5 years. We've been doing this show talking about the outdoors for, well, going on 7 years now. Long time. And I enjoy it just as much today as when I first started visiting with everyone on Saturday mornings real early. You know, I had a recent very fun, exciting couple of trips down at Lake Fork. Now, a week before last, I was down with Stubby Stubblefield. I bet a lot of you have used Stubby's catfish bait. I know you have. Well, I did an article for all the newspapers I write for, and I bet a lot of you might have read it up in Northeast Texas. It ran in a couple of papers up there close by to Lake Fork, I know, Greenville, Herald Banner, and I think it ran in the Raines County, the Emory paper there. But I thought we would get Stubby with us and talk about not only the catfishing, but also the white bass fishing down at Fork. Went back the next week, and Stubby and I had some more fun catching white bass. Stubby, are you hanging, enduring my opener here and hanging with us this morning?
Yes, sir, I am, Luke. It's real nice to be back on your show again.
We appreciate having you with us, Stubby. And, you know, Lake Fork is just one heck of a fishery. It's still a good bass fishery, a great bass fishery. There's no doubt about that. A lot of big bass in Lake Fork. But there's also a lot of big channel catfish. And by big, I'm talking about fish that'll probably on the average be 2 to 4 pounds, something like that, big channel cat. And then there's a lot of white bass, as you showed me last week when we went down there and caught a bunch of them. But let's concentrate on the catfish at Fork first, Stubby. Now, your bait, which is Stubby's catfish bait, of course, I have fished with every kind of catfish bait on the market, I do believe, through the years. I love the catfish. Now, I fish with what we call punch baits, which were, I used to kid people, don't get any on your hand because you're going to have to go to the doctor and get that hand removed if you do. But, you know, I mean, let's face it. Some of that catfish bait is rank is a mild word for it. So, but whatever it took, you know, I mean, I was there. I've used gallons of it. But your bait catches the daylights out of the fish, Stubby. Now, here's what I think a catfish bait ought to do. Catch fish number one. Now, it's got to do that. And stay on the hook. Your bait is so dense, but you take a number four treble hook and you can cast it or whatever, it stays put, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It's just, it's all got some several ingredients in it, and it stays good and solid. You know, if you keep it cool. In the summertime is when it gets a little warmer. It'll start to get to soften up, which all your catfish baits out there will do that because of the heat, because it's all cheese. Most of them's all cheese, and, of course, a lot of them's got different things mixed in with them, but mine is basically cheese. It's a pleasant smell. Some of the ingredients come from Asia, and that's the main thing for mine, I think. It's the scent I get out of Asia. It gives it a pleasant smell, I think. Still smells a little bit, but still like pleasant, but it washes off your hands, Luke, and that's the main thing. It's when you get done fishing, you don't want to smell like it when you go out to eat that night.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and we're not going to try to get you to divulge any trade secrets, but I'll tell you one thing. Whatever that additive is that you do get from Asia, Asian folks are known for knowing how to catch fish, and they've developed there's an attractant in that those channel catfish can't stay away from. You know, the thing about it, you don't really need a weight. Now, we were fishing, 28 foot of water, something like that, and fishing, you know, vertically fishing over baited holes. And that, you don't need a bait with it. It's dense enough to where it stays right there. It is the weight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, you know, if you use a good braided line, which I use Bonehead Tackle's line, and it's a real good, you know, the bait's thick enough and heavy enough on a spinning rod or a bait casting rod that you can pull it off and it will sink. And what I like about it, Luke, is it sinks slower than if you had a weight on there, which pushes it to the bottom real quick. And the fish, you know, lots of times if you're over baited holes or over a lot of catfish, that bait will never make it to the bottom because it just floats so slow that they'll just swim up there and grab it, and you're on. I mean, you've got them. That's what I like about it.
Me too. That's what I noticed fishing with it. And I also, the rods you were using, we were using spinning rigs, but those rods, I've got to get one like it. It's a sensitive tip, had a good backbone to it. What kind of, when you're looking for a rod for that kind of fishing, Stubby, what are you looking for there? What type were those? I'm going to have to duplicate that.
Well, they're I got 6 foot and 7 foot. We was using the sevens, and they're a bonehead tackle out of Whitehorse. White House, just outside of Tyler.
Yeah, White House, right. Uh-huh.
White House, just outside of Tyler, and he makes them. They're a green rod he's got, and they're just a really good sensitive rod. And the thing is, Luke, that you can use those rods for crappie. They're really good for crappie, and they got enough backbone and to really pick up a catfish, as you can see, right out of the water into the boat. So they've just got a real good sturdy rod, but a real sensitive tip, fast tip, which is great, and you use them for crappie, so they're a multi-versed rod.
You bet they are, and you caught, I know that one, the biggest channel you caught, probably 6.5 pounds. I mean, it had plenty of backbone. I have a feeling that had that fish weighed 12 pounds, it would have still handled him, you know?
Oh, yeah, they just got a real good built-in backbone to them, and the tip is so sensitive that when you, especially with this cheese bait, and start pulling down on it, you just watch your tip. And when it starts pulling down, you just kind of follow them down to the water, then set that hook hard, and you got them. And it's just a, all around really good rod. I'm really impressed with them.
Yeah, me, I was too. I was bragging on it while we were fishing, Stubby. You know that. And that you just described the way that those fish were biting. Now, sometimes when the water's warm in the summertime, when it's hot, old channel catfish would almost jerk it out of your hand, especially one, a bigger one. But these fish, and you told me what to expect, they would mouth the bait. You, if you were really tuned in, that's where that sensitive tip on that rod came in handy. You'd just barely feel them, or you might even just see the rod tip twitch a little bit. But don't jerk back. Don't set the hook right then. I learned that pretty quickly. Keep watching that rod, and that line will start moving away, then popping, right?
Yes, sir. When that, especially this time of year, Luke, that bite's a little softer. Their metabolism's slow this time of year, so they'll mouth it around a little bit and get a taste of it, and then they'll just slowly start pulling down. But if you jerk quick, you can't get them. Rod has really got to load up, and then you got to set that hook hard, in this depth that we're fishing in. And you got them, but it takes a good sensitive rod to feel them.
You bet. Well, on one of the our interviews, we were talking. You said feed them and they will come. Well, that's the truth. You're baiting with range cubes right now, Stubby. And about what depths would you suggest down at Fork, or if you were going to somebody coming out for a weekend trip and they wanted to catch a good mess of catfish, what kind of water depths, bottom contour, what would you be looking for?
Well, right now I'm in probably 27 foot to 32 foot. As a matter of fact, I baited out some holes. I've got a guide trip today at 10 o'clock, so I baited out some holes yesterday all the way from 25 to 36 because this cold front come through. It might have moved them out a little bit, I think, out of my creek. But, hopefully if you really want to get channel catch, you can throw out some range cubes. In about 27 foot. What I'd like to do, tell people, is when they bait them out, bait about two or three spots, and then go back to the very first one they baited, and then just start working slowly back to the others, Luke, and that seems to work real good for me.
Yes, it does. It worked good for us. It gives you more options. Would you try to fish around or in channels, like the deeper creek channels or the edge of them or anything? Is that a factor, the deeper water?
Yes. I usually, this time of year and stuff, I follow the creeks up, and I'll stay in the creeks all the way up to about end of April, first of May. And then I'll actually move back in the shallow with corks, and I'll start fishing from corks for probably 2 to 3 weeks, because I love to see that cork go down. But right now they're out there in that deeper water, and you'd really got to stay in a creek. What they do is just follow the shad up the creek.
You bet.
And that's the way you get them.
Yep. Folks, this past Thursday, a couple of days ago, in my newspaper column was on a white bass, sand bass trip that I enjoyed with Stubby earlier this week. Actually, we caught a bunch of catfish, and he said the sand bass are going crazy. Well, we went back and did just as good, or you know, on the sand bass. So, if you locally, the Greenville Herald Banner is probably the closest paper to most of you. If you checked out Thursday's paper this week, you could have maybe checked that out and read about that trip. But Stubby, you know, catfishing, you got that down. Sand bass, you've got that down too. We caught enough for two or three mega fish fries, you know. A lot of people don't realize that Lake Fork has got so many white bass in it, you know?
Yeah, they've really taken off the last 4 or 5 years. They never was in here. And then, you know, eight years ago, we'd catch a couple. But it just graduated over. Now these things are in there. I mean, it's a tremendous fishery for sand bass. We catch lots of them, and especially this time of year, they'll school up, and you can get atop them with a jigging spoon or a gulp and drop it down to them. As you've seen, that's what we was using, was jigging spoons, and you can catch a limit really quick.
You can, and I've always, people have kidded me that I'm a sand bass addict. I've always loved to catch, I guess, honestly, my two favorite fish in fresh water are the ones that you and I targeted, catfish and sand bass, white bass, and a lot of people, as I mentioned in my column this week, a lot of people talk about the run, the sand bass run up the creeks. Well, all the stars have to be aligned and the moon just right and everything else for that to happen. When it happens, it's a lot of fun. But the truth is, right now, those sand bass are going to spawn. And I've had biologists tell me on submerged ledges and points and ridges where there's current because of wind, they lay their eggs and spawn right there. So you don't have to be up in some creek. If you can find one, that's a lot of fun too. But out on the main lake right now is prime time, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we caught some. And matter of fact, I've got to get you back over here, because on another ridge I got over there, I went over there Saturday with a couple of people, and just looking around just to see if, because they said they'd like to catch a sand bass. So we drove over there, and the whole screen lit up blue, all the way from the bottom to 10 feet. It just, my graph went solid blue for a second, and I thought my graph had quit. And I kept looking at it, and it just, the sand bass was just everywhere. They was thick, and they was, I got a couple pictures, because I was telling you about the big sand bass, and we caught some fairly good ones, but not the big ones. But I did take a picture of a couple of the great big ones that I'm going to send you. I forgot, I apologize, I was going to send you. That we caught, and they are some really good ones, 2.5-pounders.
Wow, I want to see them, and yes, we can, us old outdoor writers and radio guys, we can get loose on a Tuesday or Wednesday or a Thursday, so yeah, I'll get back with you soon, and we'll get on those big ones. Stubby, I want to connect people with you that haven't used your bait, and you've got a lot of fishing knowledge and a lot of information on catfish. For people that might want to contact you, what's a good number? And then also, we'll put that number on the KETR website this week where people can call you. What's the best way to reach you, Stubby?
They can give me a phone call at 817-366-5492 or 903-520-3635. And my wife and I'll answer. We always answer our phone. And we're the two people that make the bait. I don't have helpers. We make every bit of it a bait ourselves.
Well, Stubby, I appreciate you being with us. We're out of time. Folks, make sure and tune in this time next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Well, thank you, Luke.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at KETR.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.